Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm going to make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen.
And we're tired. I bet you thought I was going to say, we're back.
Yeah, we're back and tired. No, we're all right. We're okay. We'll give you an amazing episode.
We can
episode.
Tell
Don't
everyone
worry.
That we're tired. Like they know. They
but
probably
we'll still
assume.
Show up for them and give them an amazing episode.
Right.
Because that is what we do. And I just gave you finger guns. Okay. Now it's time for the non-scale wins of the week presented by Nivea Nourishing Body Wash. Nivea believes that when you have beautifully nourished skin that feels amazingly soft and looks healthy, you'll be able to make the most out of your day and live your best life. We have non-scale wins. Either of us, do you have one? Do you feel any winning?
I do. I have a non-scale win.
Okay. So you share yours. How about that?
Okay. My non-scale win is that I have upped my average step count by like 2,000, my 7-day average by like 2,000 steps. And I have upped my 30-day average by like 1,000 steps, which means that I am moving. And
that's insane.
There is numbers.
We need like 8 audience applause. Like we need that. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I am moving. We are in the groove of moving. It makes me feel good. I feel better that we're doing it now. And that is the excitement that I'm experiencing. But like, I'm sure many listeners remember when I was like, I haven't moved in 6 months, a few weeks ago. But now we are moving. So that is my win. What is your win?
That's awesome. Okay. So my win is that I've received the second vaccine. I was even more nervous around this time around than the first time because I'm scared of what, like, you know, everything. I feel like I'll be okay, but I'm very excited about it. And that is my win. I overcame fear and that's it. Are you proud?
That is amazing. I'm very proud of you. That is amazing. My second vaccine is Friday and you're 2 days ahead of me.
Don't try to book it.
I remember correctly. Oh, I'm not changing anything. It's already booked. It is 3 weeks from the first one. And I just feel the antibodies coursing through my veins, protecting me from COVID and making me feel safe.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah. All right. Let's do a listener non-scale win. I can read it. Dear Sammy and Aileen, thank you for creating such a great podcast. I've been listening since I found you a few years ago and look forward to each episode. I only wish something like this was available when I was in my 20s and 30s. I've struggled with my weight, body image, binging, etc. since I was about 12, on and off. I was a yo-yo dieter until I got pregnant with my first child at the age of 44. It took me having a baby to finally appreciate and love my body. I just listened to the episode about new motherhood with Tracy Lockwood Beckerman and was inspired to send you an email. I learned quickly when I was pregnant that I had to nourish my body for me and my baby. The baby was depending on me and I did it. So healthy, happy baby born on my 45th birthday. That's fucking amazing. Best present ever. Since then, I've been kind, patient, and respectful of my body and have learned how to eat intuitively. I now weigh less than I did before I got pregnant. I sometimes catch a glimpse in the mirror and that feeling of judgment comes for a split second, but then I look at my son and it disappears. That's really sweet. Just wanted to share and let you know that it's possible to stop the diet cycle and mentality. Good luck with your pregnancy, Aileen, and congratulations. Thanks. Happiness. Oh, she signs it happiness. What an uplifting non-scale win. Happiness, New York City betch living in... Oh, okay. This explains it. New York City betch living in Canada.
Oh my gosh. She's obviously been impacted.
Obviously. The Canadian happiness. Despite the weather, they're just all so fucking happy.
They're nice there. That's why... I mean, I'm half Canadian, so...
Okay.
So that's why I'm so nice, as
yeah,
you know.
Of course.
No, that's amazing. First of all, congrats on having a baby.
At 45.
Healthy, happy at 45. I okay, the reason I had like such a reaction to 45 is because like I have really started feeling like the biological clock pressure. Like I know I'm only 32, but it just makes me feel like, oh my God, I'm getting like, I feel like, I just keep real. In my head, have this like shit in my head, like you're most fertile at 21 and like, you should have a kid ASAP and like, don't wait. Cause it's like, might make it harder or worse. Yeah. And I wish, I feel like maybe at 45, I will probably finally be mature enough to be a mother. So like, I would love to be able to wait till then.
I mean, you can do what you want to do. Everybody's path is different. So
good point. Wandering bear.
You don't listen to those voices of what you should and shouldn't do. That's something I remember from my therapist from back in the day. She's always like, whenever you hear the shoulds, that's when you know you need to like click out of them because they're never helpful. Anything that's you should this or that is literally zero helpful to you.
Yeah, so. I definitely have the shoulds with like in a year, you have to be ready to be pregnant. Like you'll be married for a year and a half by then and you'll be 33 and like you have to be ready by then. And like, I literally feel like this counting down to like, oh no, I have to, what if I'm not ready by then?
Like, and you don't need to.
Okay. But what if like,
you can freeze your eggs, but regardless of any of that, like it's all like, it's, there's nothing you can do, you can't fight time, right? So like that's
you
not
can do
like,
anything. Didn't you hear what Angela said?
Right.
You can.
You can't fight time is the only thing we can't fight. So like that's not something that's worth worrying about. It's like just the shit that you can do. So the shoulds suck. The shoulds are the devil. That's it for today's non-scale wins. You know what else is a great non-scale win? Having soft, nourished skin. To give your skin the nourishing care it deserves, start your day off right in the shower using Nivea Nourishing Body Wash. I personally love Nivea. I just ran out of like a giant container. I need to go buy more, but it makes my skin so, so soft. And people touch my hands. They're like, wow, nice hands. You can try Nivea Nourishing Body Wash with Nourishing Serum for yourself by visiting Amazon or your local drugstore.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Let's get into our Dear DST for the week. Sammy, would you do the honors?
Thank you. I'll do them. Dear DST, thank you so much for your podcast. Do you have any advice on how to deal with a partner who is not supportive of intuitive eating? I started my intuitive eating journey at about the same time as the start of quarantine. I've gained weight since then and was pleasantly surprised by the fact that I still like my body. Overall, it's been great, although not always easy. My partner recently made a comment about the fact that I was buying a lot of unhealthy foods. I was in that phase where I made sure that forbidden foods were easily available to me and told him about intuitive eating and why it was important to go through that process. A few days later, he commented on what I was eating and said that he was afraid intuitive eating meant that I was just giving up on myself and didn't care what I looked like. He also said that he was afraid he wouldn't be attracted to me if I became bigger. Another day, I told him I wanted to try running again, but start gently. Running has always been associated with punishing myself, but I wanted to give it another try with another mindset since there aren't a lot of things to do during quarantine. He told me that it was useless to run if I didn't push myself, which was very discouraging. This all makes me so sad. He is a naturally slim guy who never had to worry about body image, and I feel like he's not trying to be mean, but he just doesn't get it. I've told him time and time again that I do not want to discuss my weight, food, or body image with him as they are sensitive topics that I'm currently working on, but he just won't respect that boundary. I even referred him to a podcast with Evelyn Triboli that explained the basics of intuitive eating, and he said that she sounded like a cult leader. Oh God. I love him, but knowing that our relationship may depend on what my body looks like is really hard to take. Unsupported bitch.
This really hurts.
It does, because I really feel her pain, because we, first of all, have discussed.
We've discussed this as a big fear.
We've discussed this as sort of like the fear in us doing this, or in like talking about it.
First of all, I mean, let's talk positives. Is that you have a direction for yourself. You feel like you're working towards something that's for you, which is great. Also, another positive is that this guy is pretty vocal with how he feels. So it's not like he's just like letting something brew and it will blow up later in life. So at least things are on the table. That's the positive, I think, out of all this. The negative is that the things that are on the table are not so great. That's the shitty, shitty part. I don't like personally that he's very close-minded. He seems a little stubborn, and stuck in his own beliefs. What do you think that she should do about this? Like, I have my thoughts, but you go first.
Okay. This might sound drastic, but I almost think you could consider like a temporary couples counseling, particularly around this issue. That might sound drastic.
I thought you were going to say break up with him, but couples counseling doesn't seem that drastic to me.
Well, couples count. I mean, it's, I would say like shoot, like you have a big enough issue that you're like, okay, we need to bring in a mediator or something. Like, I think that's pretty serious. Because that's going to take him by surprise. If she says we should go to therapy or something like that, he's going to be like, what? He's going to be like, he's not going to get why you are saying that. And I think that the way you should put it to him is not like, oh, this is to prevent us from breaking up, or I think you need therapy. I would bring it to him as like, this is something that is really, really bothering me. I don't know if I'm the best person to be able to communicate this with you, but I'm really hurt by some of your reactions to the changes I'm making. And put that on the table, because like you can talk about how that gives you anxiety, that really makes you feel very hurt and misunderstood. And then be like, would you ever consider talking to someone with me so that we can sort of work through the issues I'm having and some of the changes that might be shocking to you or confusing, and just help us understand each other better in this? And maybe like, I really feel like there needs to be an extra person to be like, almost check.
To give him some like external perspective, because he clearly doesn't trust you in what you're doing. That's obviously, he thinks he knows better and he doesn't trust your decisions.
Yeah. So I feel like maybe bringing in, and if he's not willing to listen to Evelyn, the cult leader, I think bringing in someone and like, you can maybe show him different options for counselors or something so that like he gets to have a say in who you go see. Or you could like decide together, but I feel like you need to put up some sort of boundary that this is very hurtful for you and that it is a big thing that needs to be worked through, because you can't be insecure in your body for the rest of your relationship. Like, like that is not going to make a good relationship. So like,
if you're like always worried he's judging you.
Yeah, that is some really long term, that can do massive damage to your self-esteem. And that's what I think you want to prevent, because you're saying you feel good about yourself right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what I would do.
I think, yeah, I agree. What I wanted to just say was that the thing that's not on the table, that's not left to be put on the table, is how what he's doing is making you feel. And that's the piece that's sort of missing. And like his reaction to that may kind of dictate what you need to do next. So it's like sharing that, but also having like some, whether or not you need to go to couples therapy or not. By the way, I don't think couples therapy is like a bad thing. It doesn't always have to be a bad thing.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad, but off. I don't say bad, but I think he's going to hear that and be like, wait, what? Just because I told you to run faster. Like, you know, I think he doesn't get how damaging the things he's saying really are. He probably thinks he's helping you.
Yeah, totally. Right. So you just have to like talk to him and be like, this is why I'm doing this. There's plenty of people who do, and this is why. It's a way to heal. It's not just like I can eat whatever I want. Actually, that's the opposite of what you're supposed to do. There's a phase where you're supposed to introduce foods that were forbidden to you. Explain to him the binge restrict thing. He still doesn't get it. Tell him that like, you're really hurting me. Like I can't continue here just to feel like I'm being judged. And then if he is like sympathetic or empathetic with you, that would be a good sign. I would say like, that's a good thing. Like he could maybe say, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that I'm making you feel that way. I just thought this was the right way. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't do that, you could say like, okay, would you ever consider couples therapy? Because I feel like you don't trust me and I would like to be in our relationship, but this is a big problem. This to me is a big problem. I feel hurt and you're not listening. Or no, I don't feel heard. You're not listening. I don't feel heard. So I think that could help. But I'm really sorry you feel so unsupported. Like that's a really shitty way to feel. It's really painful. Totally.
And the other piece, and like I would, it's hard because I'm just working off the email, but I would like try to track his receptivity to this. Because
you're gonna say track his activity.
Oh my god, that'd be funny. Oh my god,
if you get, actually, like, funny, you should go faster. I don't think you're doing enough.
How many steps do you have today, sir? I think you should keep your eyes open, because if this is something that like he really does not understand and never will understand, and it does end up affecting your self-esteem like really badly, you might want to like take a harder look at your relationship. If this is, cause yes, you could be right. Like, I think you're saying, oh, I feel like he doesn't mean to be mean, but he doesn't get it. But you might realize like, maybe it's not just that he doesn't get it, but that he doesn't have the same values as you when it comes to mental health.
I think there's also a difference between he doesn't get it and he refuses to try to get it. Like that's the biggest, it's okay if he doesn't get it, who gets it? But like he refuses to try to get it and he doesn't care enough to even seem remotely interested. Like I get why like everyone in Tripoli might seem like a cult leader. I get that. Mm-hmm. Like it's not for everyone. If you can't relate at all, then definitely cult leader. But at the same time, there needs to be a sense of empathy. If you were asking him to listen to this, clearly this is something you're going through and this is something you get. So for him to just be like brushing it off, he refuses to like sort of allow himself to open up to it. And to me, that's like somebody who's stubborn, which is very difficult to be with. Mm-hmm. And somebody who might feel like this is a reflection on them. Mm-hmm. Like this is changing his whole thought system, which is probably shocking to him. So the refusing to get it piece is the part that might hurt you in the long run, because what else might he refuse to get later?
Well, it's sort of like, okay, if you aren't accepting of like this body change because I'm trying to fix my relationship with my body and with food, what if you like have a baby and your body doesn't come back, quote unquote, or like, what if later in life you encounter a health problem and it causes your body to change?
Yeah.
It's really important to have a partner who accepts you for you and that isn't dependent on maintenance of a certain weight. So that is, again, just something I think to keep your eyes open to, but you know,
I'd say it's a red flag.
Yeah.
A significant one. But good luck, unsupported batch. We hope one day you'll feel supported. And we support you.
Through thick and thin.
Through thick and thin. We support you. Maybe this guy needs to move to Canada.
Yeah. With the nice people.
With the nice people.
My kinfolk.
Yeah, we all need a little Canada in our lives, except for during the winter.
Yeah,
so everybody, please, if you have any questions or have something like this is happening to you, or just that we literally doesn't have to be about intuitive eating. I know sometimes we, now that that's something that we talk about, lots of people write into us, but it really doesn't even have to be about that. Email us dst@betches.com. If you have any thoughts about guests you want us to have on Sundays, our Sundays episode, we are all ears. We have an amazing roster of guests coming up or have just had in the past because we record this a little early, but email us dst@betches, DM us at Diet Starts Tomorrow, DM Sammy at Sammy with an I and one M, Aileen at Aileen, two E's.
They could look on the podcast cover to find out how to spell them.
A-L, no. And yeah, we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.